Along with that thought, another one joined the party. Every time I was about to set out on an operation, my mind turned back to the guys I knew at home, some of my teammates on the football team, other buddies. I wondered what they were doing just then. I knew that I was doing something totally cool, something few people ever have the opportunity to do. Not only that, I was a leader now, and I was responsible for the safety of other grown men. How cool was that? Of course, I also thought of my family. I knew they were all proud of me and how I'd risen through the ranks. My parents had never put pressure on me to join, but my dad had definitely been influential in my interest in warfare and weaponry. He fully supported my paperback book habit and let me raid his library. I'd always been interested in the Special Forces and read a lot of Vietnam-era memoirs by guys who were part of the LERPs, MACV SOGs, SEALs, and Green Berets. I thought that their jungle camis were so cool and loved how they'd darken their faces to blend into that densely foliaged environment. Living in Maryland, I could kind of sense what it would have been like to live in that hot and humid environment. My previous tours in Iraq and Afghanistan had exposed me to another kind of hostile environment entirely. Now, in the helicopter, I got to experience a bit of what Vietnam might have been like. The smell of the guys, gun oil, and the chopper's hydraulics and engine fluids were all superheated. I also thought I could smell everyone's excitement, and I looked around at their amped-up eyes, wondering if they were thinking what I was thinking. Not all our talk was about warfare. For the first few minutes of the flight, the chatter was at its usual level. Over the sound of the rotors and the engine, I could hear a few guys talking about their picks. The NFL season had just ended in February 2009 with the Steelers beating the Cardinals, but the diehards were already talking about their fantasy draft picks. "I'm going to grab my Holmes, boy, and that's the end of the discussion. Cardinals can't win the big one. You saw what Breeze did. Piles up the Roethlisberger numbers. You don't know jack about anything." After a while, their voices became as much white noise as the helicopter's sounds. I sat there and ran my hands along the stock of my weapon. Pemberton spotted me and smirked.